Lift your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. The privilege of relationship. The day you have made, we shall rejoice and be glad. Father, breathe upon the service. Visit someone. Heal someone. Touch someone. Give someone a reason to be grateful. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a large shout of praise. Shake three hands around you and welcome them to the presence of the Lord as you take your seat. Hallelujah. I welcome you to the presence of the Lord this morning in Jesus' precious name. We've seen God so drastic during the worship and wonders night. Credible testimonies. Maybe you'll get to experience one of them this morning. I think my guy Emmanuel is here. Still here. I hope he didn't go after the first service. Alright, when it is time to dance, dance very well. Okay? You remember that dance you did just now? When it is time. Hallelujah. Powerful, powerful God. I think I saw, is it Kelly I just saw just now? Jumolo. The one, right? All right. Remember that your lead dance, you will also do it when the time for dance comes. Praise the Lord. The value of thanksgiving. Part 2. The value of thanksgiving. Our objective this morning is to understand both the values and the virtues of thanksgiving. Psalm 100, verse 1, all the way to verse 4. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. We said in the first service that thanksgiving is a very scarce commodity, a scarce virtue in our world today. Both towards man and towards God. Actually, a sign of the end times, a symptom of the end times, is the symptom of unthankfulness. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 1 and 2 said, in the last days, perilous time shall come. For men shall love themselves more than they think about others. They shall be covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. And they shall also be unholy, but unthankful. So we see people who don't care to thank God, they don't care to thank man. But there is value, there is virtue in thanksgiving. We looked at three of them in the first service, and I'm going to touch them briefly. Number one, we say Thanksgiving guarantees the stability and sustainability of current blessings. Whatever you have currently is sustained and stabilized by your thanks. Because God said, because you did not lay it to heart to glorify me, in Malachi chapter 2 verse 2, I will send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessings. In fact, they are cursed already. Because you don't lay it to heart to say thank you to me. Whatever blessing you have today is only guaranteed a future if you can say thank you to God. It guarantees the stability and sustainability. When you take things for granted, you end up grounded in life. That's Thanksgiving. Number two, Thanksgiving guarantees I think that you have written number two wrongly. Thanksgiving guarantees the possibility of future blessings. Possibility. The one of today is stabilized. The one of the future is made possible. It is when you have thanked God for his finger that you can see his hand in your life. It's when you have thanked God for where you are that you become qualified for where you should be. The possibility of future blessings. Future blessings are impossible where present blessings are not appreciated. Thirdly, we said that Thanksgiving guarantees the multiplicity, the multiplication, the multiplicability of available resources. What is in your hands multiply when you are able to appreciate. Jesus had only 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but he gave thanks and they multiplied. We said that appreciation is fertilization for multiplication. Appreciation is fertilization for multiplication. When you can appreciate, everything multiplies around the person who appreciates. And everything depreciates around the life who cannot appreciate. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them and make merry. And I will multiply them and they shall not be few. And I will glorify them and they shall not be small. These three we dealt with extensively in the first service. Now second service, we go to point number 4, which is actually point number 1 here. Thanksgiving guarantees the atmosphere of divine presence around the life of a child of God. It guarantees the atmosphere of divine presence. The Bible said, enter his. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Psalm 16 verse 11 also said, that was Psalm 100 verse 4. Psalm 16 verse 11 said also, in thy presence is fullness of joy, at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. There is something you will always feel around the grateful. It is called the presence of God.
The grateful will never lack God's presence. In his presence, you don't lack God's presence. And what is the value of God's presence? First, God's presence is key to rest and peace. Exodus 33 verse 14 said, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. When God is present with you, life is at rest. Life is at peace. The presence of God is the cure for the pressures of life. The pressures of life. The pressures. When you carry God's presence, you are not permitted to carry life's pressures. Somebody say loud amen. So the presence of God is very, very vital. For rest is very, very vital. For peace is very, very vital. For freedom from pressure. And also, the presence of God is key to supernatural supplies. God cannot be present and you are in shortage. Psalm 23 and in verse 1, all the way to verse 5, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Somebody say a loud amen. When God is present with you, your cup overflows. Your cup runs over. There is someone here. I see your cup running over. Say a louder amen. So when you are ungrateful, you lack divine presence. When you are ungrateful, the only thing that you can have is pressures of life. When you are ungrateful, rest is not possible. I know a young man. He's not too young anymore. I think that guy should be 52 years now. Never married. Very, very ungrateful. Complains about everything and everybody. One day, we're together, I saw him. He needed some money. Is that for transportation or something? And I gave him some money. See what he did? He held the money and did like this. That is like, how much is this? He has not said thank you. He has not said I'm grateful. He's trying to see how much. As if he gave me money to hold for him. And I am giving him the money and it is not complete. What he gave me and I'm giving him back is not complete. No, he didn't give me money to hold for him. I am giving him money out of my volition. Doesn't appreciate nothing. Still stranded, still unmarried, still no house, till today. That will never be your portion. Please, saturate your life. Irrigate your life with the presence of God through the virtue of appreciation. Appreciate him for where you are so you can go where you are meant to go. Appreciate him for what you have so he can give you what you lack. Many are focusing on what they lack instead of what they have. Jesus did not focus on what he lacked in the midst of 5,000 people to be fed. He focused on what he had, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And as he gave thanks on what he had, what they lacked appeared. Somebody say amen. Number 5. Thanksgiving fertilizes life and destiny unto greatness. Life and destiny is fertilized unto greatness. To be grateful is to be great. Key word. To be grateful is to end great. In fact, being grateful means full of greatness. How do I know? Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. It said, but and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, provided thanksgiving comes out of them. I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will glorify them, and they cannot be small. They must be great. If thanksgiving proceeds from them, I'm still reading on. Verse, their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. This is still for those who give thanks. And I will punish all them that oppress them. This is still for those who give thanks. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and governors shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engage his heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord? And their governors shall proceed out of them. Ah! Show me a grateful man. I will show you the progenitor of great people. Show me a grateful woman. I will show you the progenitor of great people. If you know how to give God thanks, you can't give birth to smallness. I couldn't recover yesterday during the commanded day midnight prayer. Phone was ringing, and it was someone very crucial that I know. So after the midnight prayer, I said, I saw this phone call coming. What's happening? He said, oh no, nothing much. So and so person asked me to call you to say thank you for so and so gesture. Wow. I couldn't recover. Gesture was nothing. Minimal. Whatever it was, if it was monetary terms translated, it wasn't much. For these people, I'm talking about some of the greatest people you may know globally, or as in gospel-wise and otherwise, sending another person to say, help me, thank him. I told my wife, I said, this is secret of greatness. Little people consider favor as right. They consider any favor you do for them as their right. As their right. They take everything for granted. He gave me a gift. He's supposed to do it now. Doesn't he have money? He should have even done more than that. What is that? The money he has. If he buys me latest model Lexus now, has he done anything? It doesn't scratch him. So they remain so little because they don't understand the virtue of greatness that is called gratitude and gratefulness. Somebody say a loud amen. Please, I'd like you to learn it. Your wife, your husband, your children, your loved ones, your boss in the office, the human beings around you, them, God Almighty, the God of all of us. Learn that virtue of great gratitude. And you will be shocked. I'm related with my father in the Lord, related with great people like Pastor Adeboye, I'm related with such people.
You need to see the weight of gratitude that these people possess. Gratitude to us little people.
We had the privilege of hosting God's servant Pastor Yemi Adebo when he went to Benue State for crusade.
Otoko in Benue State for crusade.
I was not on the program. I wasn't preaching. I wasn't anything. But I decided to go and be on ground while he was there. Slept in, gave our little facility at home there for his use and his team. I don't know whether that bedsheet has been changed till now.
See, profuse appreciation. That is, what people can do for themselves a million times. You did a tiny fragment of it for them and they are still appreciative. That is the secret of the great. Any great person who is not grateful, that greatness has no future. Anybody who seems to be powerful, who seems to have resources or have anything, and you see that he is not grateful, give him time. He can't last there. He can't end well. And their governor shall come out of it. Teach them, teach your children to be grateful. When we grew up, we were taught to say thank you to your mother for eating food. Is that right? Mama, thank you for dinner. Mommy, thank you for the lunch. Say, welcome. Children of today, nothing like that. Thank who? The people will confront you, I've not eaten since morning. The food is not sweet, man. Too much pepper. Children of today. That is why we have a generation of fathers that are great, but children that are nothing. Haven't you cited it? Most parents are unable to reproduce their greatness in their children. Unable. Popular man, notable man in society. Where is his child? Praise the Lord. This is very, very important. Gratitude for your wife, your husband, your children, your employees.
We're on the way traveling to Benue State. My wife and I, you would thank the driver. If we are driving by road, thank him almost two or three times before reaching the destination. Thank him, the person you are paying salary.
Well done, driver. The Lord bless you.
Even to eat in the vehicle, you have to take permission from the driver. Ask them.
Driver, have you eaten today? Have you drank anything today? Yes, I have. Okay, because I wanted to see if I can taste something small. So that it doesn't look like I'm oppressing you. You are perceiving the smell and then the eater is different. The person smelling the food is different. So, no, I have eaten today. You see, human beings, we take ourselves for granted and then take that before God and still take God for granted. Hallelujah. And their nobles shall come out of them. Even if your parents, baby choir, even if your parents don't insist, you give it to them. I am very, very grateful for how you have taken my school matter seriously. I'm very, very grateful for your care over the family. Say it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It's a new day. I prophesy greatness over this house. Bigness over this house. Increase over this house. Enlargement over this house. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Shout the loudest amen.
shout amen at the top of your voice. Finally, this morning, thanksgiving is the spiritual, is a spiritual weapon of defense against curses and adversity. Thanksgiving is a spiritual weapon of defense. If you know how to be grateful, especially to God, He shields you from adversity. There are things that He won't allow you to go through. You see, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47 to 48. Very terrible passage. He said, because thou servest not the Lord your God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart, you are not grateful for the abundance of all things, or in fact for anything He has done for you, therefore thou shalt serve your enemies, which the Lord shall send against you, hunger, thirst, nakedness, the want of all things, and He will put a yoke of iron upon your neck until He have destroyed thee. Somebody say, God forbid. Ele, ele, ele. That's the other ele. Ele. The opposite one. Yes. No, ele is an exclamation. And it goes both ways. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Is it because you did not? Read it again. Put it again. Because you didn't serve. Now start from verse 27. Because thou servest not the Lord your God with joyfulness, with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Let's say for whatever He has done for you. Since you decided not to serve Him that way, you must serve your enemies, which the Lord shall send against you in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, in the want of all things, until He put a yoke of iron upon your neck. Until He have destroyed thee. Somebody say, God forbid. Malachi chapter 2 verse 2. We read it already. He said, because you lay it not to heart, if you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name, say the Lord, I will even send a curse upon you. And I will curse your blessings. Here, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. No proud person can sustain the blessing. Hallelujah. Now look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 10. He said, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Appreciation is escape route from destruction. Appreciation. 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 You want God, you want to be shielded from disaster. You want to be shielded from destruction. Appreciation is your escape route. So that when men say they are cast down, you will be saying there is a lifting up. Somebody say amen. Somebody say aloud amen. During one of the worst recessions in the history of this country, that was when this construction was going on. Construction cost multiplied 3 times. We started the roof, which was in millions of dollars then, at 119 naira per dollar. It went up to 600 naira, 650, 700. That's multiple. And then you are getting the naira raw to get the dollar. 3 times he multiplied. Minimum of 3 times. But no pressure. Because the supplier was God. And appreciation remained intact. Adversity came, we are not aware. I don't know whether we are out of that recession or we are still inside. I can't tell.
Somebody say loud amen.
But when men say they are cast down, you shall say there is a lifting up. I see an escape for somebody here today. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen.
Look at somebody by your side, say appreciate. So your life will not depreciate. In the name of Jesus. Look at somebody by your side, tell them I want to appreciate you. For the privilege of sitting near you. I cannot take it for granted.
Finally, how do we thank God? How and when? How and when? It's the same thing. Number one, we bless God and thank Him at all times. Psalm 34 verse 1 said, I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. At all times. Every time it just occurs to you that God is on the throne, thank you, Master. I'm grateful. Thank you for the privilege of life. At all times, at all times. Number two, we bless God morning and night. Psalm 92 and in verse 1 to 2. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, not some nights. You know, church is a place of instruction for action. So you are learning now, you have heard this before, but maybe you are hearing it again, that when you wake up in the morning, identify a reason to say thank you to God for the gift of life, the gift of health, that your bed was not your grave. And then when it is night time before you go to bed, at least identify one thing to say thank you to God for the day. To show for thy loving kindness every night. Every night. I can tell you, if you look well, there is always something to thank God for, day and night. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Number three, thank God in the midst of everything, in the midst of every situation. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 18. The Bible said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. Inside everything give thanks. There is something to thank God for in everything. Now hear this. One day, I wanted to wake up very early in the morning, as usual, to do spiritual activity, exercise and so on. So I slept and overslept. When I woke up, the time had passed. I was very angry that I didn't wake up when I should wake up. While I was angry, the Holy Spirit said to me, what are you angry about? Now, it is the same Holy Spirit that is encouraging me to pray and be up on time. He's now saying, what are you angry about? You are angry that you didn't wake up on time. Be grateful that you woke up at all. He said, because there are people, your own is that you didn't wake up on time. There are those who didn't wake up at all. And they didn't wake up at all, not because it is time for them to die. They are cut short before their time. On the spot, my mind changed. Father, thank you. I'm very, very grateful. In fact, I'm very, very happy. I want to appreciate you that you woke me up. Yes, it's not my right to wake up. Am I communicating at all? There is something to thank God inside everything. If you think well, you will thank well.
If you think well, you will thank well. When I was meant to go to the university after my A-levels, I was delayed. I had all the points needed to go to the university. As at that time, I was already back by 1 year because it was a 2 year A-levels and my original class, they have gone at least 1 year ahead. And then now I'm meant to stay another 1 year. That is, I had my points and everything, biology, chemistry, physics, clear them, ready for medicine. But I had to wait 1 year still. But I am eternally grateful to God for that 1 year. Because that 1 year became my Bible school. I didn't go to a regular Bible school. That 1 year I was praying for 7 hours a day. That 1 year I was going through the Bible like fire. By the time I was through that 1 year, my call in life was clear. What I was to do with my life was clear. At the end of that 1 year, I was now set to go into the higher institution as a minister of the gospel. I mean, to the university, literally as a minister of the gospel. I stepped into the university like a pastor. Until I was ministering one day, medical students fellowship. I was in 200 level. And they were asking themselves, where did this guest minister come from? Which ministry did they invite him from? In the course of the meeting, by the time I finished preaching, I don't know how many people were still on their feet. People were on the floor. 200 level. That 1 year, after that 1 year, the university I applied at first was different from the second university that I'm found now, which is where I met my wife. If I had gone straight the way I had wanted to go, that year of Bible school would have been out of the question. I would have been a normal medical doctor, maybe just zealous, go to church and so on. But that intensity of spiritual fireization and ruggedization and Holy Ghost sandpapering. That sandpapering, how they sandpapering, that Holy Ghost assignment couldn't have been done. Maybe I could have been married to somebody else. And probably been heavily limited in life and ministry and assignment. Because not everybody is wired to accommodate your destiny. So when you think about all these things and you think in everything give thanks, there is something to thank God for. Even situations that don't make sense, they carry some sense. Inside disappointment, there is appointment. Just the disappointment. Somebody say amen. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? To make the devil feel bad, the situation that cause you heartache, find something to thank God out of it. Those things that the devil wants to use to make you feel unhappy, look for something inside it and thank God for it. Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. So that at the end of the day, the devil is regretting. Why did I try to hinder this person? Look at what has come out of this. Some of us, the time would come where you need to look for the devil and appreciate him. Devil, I want to really thank you for how you helped me. I was a very lukewarm Christian. I wasn't taking God serious until you challenged me with too much attack in the dream. And I became a prayer warrior. Hey! Stand on your feet in the shout of praise. Devil, every night you send somebody to pursue me. You send somebody with knife. I used to sleep very well, so I became awake.
and I became highly spiritual. I'm now on fire. You yourself, you know, you are the people running from me now. Thank you, devil. Thank you. The day will come where all that the enemy sent against you to harass you, to limit you, to frustrate you becomes object of appreciation to Jehovah. To Jehovah, to Jehovah, to Jehovah. Someone say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Is there somebody who is going to praise God and celebrate Him right now? If you're that person, shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Help me shake the hands of three people around you. Tell them, I want to praise God. I want to celebrate God. I want to honor God. I want to appreciate Him. I want to give Him the praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Master. And finally, you praise God. Number four. In situations of drastic intervention. Situations of drastic intervention. After God has given you very, very drastic intervention, praise Him. When the Lord helped the Levites and they were delivered from death, they appreciated God. Drastic intervention. One day we were about to land in France. The aircraft went like this. All the men became women. I'm sorry. There are strong women. There are strong women. Women became children. And I don't know what children became. Everybody screaming. Everybody. And towards me, the aircraft was in the air for a long time, just moving. And the pilot has not said anything. Then he came on air and said, ladies and gentlemen, we just had a failure. It's not the automatic landing system or something. My wife and I sat. Cool, calm. Well, I can speak for myself. And I'm sure she was cool too. I believe she was cool.
But I continued my sleep.
Yes. Because most times whenever a thing like that happens, she will just look in my direction. Once she senses my mood, she will go and sleep. One day we're on the way to Singapore, the wind was so terrible. She just looked and saw how I sat. She just slept. So I said, if it will crash, we won't be inside. And if we are inside, crash is impossible. Hallelujah. I mean, if it will crash, it will not take off. They will tell you, we cannot move today. The engine is not working. All of you just return back home. But if once, so far you are inside, it must land in safety. But after you have experienced anything near that, appreciation is profuse. Back it up with giving. Honor God. One day we were going to Jos, heading for a program. Our two tires busted on one side on the spot in front of a filling station. Boom. And then, once it packed, and I don't have the time to stay, what is the challenge? How do we go from here? No. Step out immediately, look for the next vehicle. And we're on our way. Look for the next vehicle. For the next vehicle. Whether it is Uber or anything. We stepped into the next vehicle and just reached the program and began to preach on the spot. 5 minutes or 10 minutes after we left there, robbers raided the same location. The same filling station, all manner. But they came too late. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Don't take God for granted, so you are not grounded. How many people here today have at least one thing you want to thank God for? Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. You have at least one thing you like to thank God for. It is a good exercise to do. Don't be afraid. One day just take a pen and paper and just write down all those times you could have died. Remember that accident you testified about last week? It's on that list. All the times that death, that time you were in the hospital, all those times it could have been death. How would you know it could have been death? Other people passed through such and died. That's how you know. Other people passed through such. My medical doctor colleague had typhoid fever and he had enteric perforation. Type perforation and died in the teaching hospital. We're in the same medical team. Professors are all there. Yet he died. So you say it's ordinary typhoid fever. Every time you sense the signal, all those times, write it down. Say, Jehovah, 20 times. One day I counted my own, it was almost 20. From childhood. Lord, all these times you delivered me, other people went through this and didn't come back. I am grateful. Anytime you appreciate God, anything you appreciate God for, He multiplies it. You appreciate Him for life, He multiplies your life. You appreciate Him for favor, He multiplies your favor. You appreciate Him for supplies, He multiplies your supplies. Am I speaking to somebody here? I've been around gun, that is gun people ready to shoot, maybe 2 times. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Both occasions, thorough frustration. Identify and just be appreciative to God. Within the next 2 minutes, I'd like you to go on ahead and appreciate God. Appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The I am that I am. Appreciate Him now. Honor Him. Adore Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, El Shaddai. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Rofeka. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you. Go ahead and thank Him. 2 minutes. in the name of Jesus. The Lord has heard and answered us. You believe that, shout the Lord and say amen. I said the Lord heard and answered us, shout the Lord and say amen. Be upstanding and give the Lord a big praise today. For the next 10 minutes, we are going to celebrate the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Before those minutes are over, we have children for dedication today and many dedications. We'll have an idea of the children and so forth. And you have a testimony, a Thanksgiving testimony that you have not testified to. Somebody will take the testimonies at the end, just behind there, and then we'll see how God will help us further. Somebody say a loud amen. How many of us believe that greater things are ahead for your life? How many believe that God is capable of changing your story overnight? Give him a loud shout of victory. For the next 10 minutes, celebrate him. Shake 10 hands and tell them, I want to praise God. I don't know about you. If there is affliction in your body, it shall be flushed out. If there is pain, it shall be gone. And whatever my Father in heaven has not planted in your life shall be uprooted. Let's celebrate. Let's go.
Somebody scream. Yes, sir. We bless your name, O God. We give you all the praise. Everybody.
You are worthy, Lord of our praise.
We bless your name, O God. We give you all the praise.
You are worthy, Lord of our praise.
We bless your name, O God. We give you all the praise.
You are worthy, Lord of our praise.
Hey!
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you.
The second, 1 week later, after the word came, after the prayer was prayed, our people went and began to sing the song that God gave us. If God can raise the dead, he can heal the living. 1 week later, it became like this. And then the prophetic word on the crocodile skin or whatever kind of skin came. And then another week later or some time later. And here he is. That person whose picture you saw now is the same as the person standing here, then there is no situation of your life that God cannot raise. There is no situation of your life that God cannot change. There is nothing that God cannot turn around in your life. Are you going to celebrate God now? Do it well. You are let loose too. Yeah. appreciate him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Take your seat. Quickly let us know as sharp as possible. And I think we can end with that because of time. Those with children for dedication, get set. Let's know what's happening. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Sister Ejoma is thanking God for delivering her from monitoring spirit that lasted for several years through the command in the day midnight prayer.
Congratulations. It is over in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise.
All right, this is our sister Oyechi. She has an encounter during the command in the day midnight prayer, whereby God's servant was ministering, and then she had a revelation, and in that revelation, she heard a voice. Okay, our daughter saw a revelation and woke up to her mom and said, the daddy said that she will pray, there's a battle coming. And in the course of it, the following day, she has to write an exam, and her mother actually helped us to go for the exam. And after that, returning back, there was a challenge, because at that moment, her mom was actually expecting her to return home. But after a while, there was she was not forthcoming, and she started calling. After that, she returned back home and explained what happened to her mom. That in the course of it, she had a very terrible accident, and she could not even explain how she actually fell off the bike. It was mysterious, but she here to give God the glory for that divine intervention.
That battle was averted, provided there was ministration before. Lift your hands. God brought the revelation that the battle was coming. The battle came, but the battle returned back to her. Jesus' name. Death is cancelled. Fulfill your days. In Jesus' precious name.
Sister Amarachi, yes, says she's been experiencing struggle, but on the 18th of June, via the command, the day, that prayer, the word came, and now everything is working for her.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. In Jesus' name, fulfill your days. In Jesus' name. Sharp.
It's the military personnel been having pain at the navel, and then by the word, the pain is gone, and she's had to give God praise.
In Jesus' name, yeah. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fresh help and grace in Jesus' name.
Sister Rose has been unwell for over a month. She said, terrible weakness, feeling dizzy. And in the dream of the night, she will see her dead father. And she had a dream. She was walking into the cemetery. Plagued, you know, Satan against her life, fear of death. She said last week in the dream of the night, she saw the senior pastor in a service such as this. The senior pastor with redness of the eye in anger laid hands on her and rebuked that oppressive devil. She woke up, all the symptoms are gone.
Fulfill your days in Jesus' name. Everyone here who is the victim of any spirit of death, that spirit of death is arrested, returned back to hell in Jesus' name.
8 years of strained cough and 2 years of ulcer blasted back to hell.
No, please, we can stop here now because of time. Any other person just... Please. Right.
So 8 years of strained cough and also of 2 years gone.
Jesus' precious name, over.
She said for 4 months, her brother in the den of kidnappers got released without any ransom.
4 months?
4 months. By
in the den of kidnappers?
Yes, sir.
No food, no water.
And they told him that, you, get out of here. We plan to kill you. But we could not kill you. Because when the wife told me, I told him that they have made a mistake because I'm a dynamite. So I came here, my 3-year-old son said, go and tell it to mommy, your nature and daddy, your nature. They will pray and my brother will be released. And immediately when we came here, that's how God did it. I have come here to return all
the
glory.
The person is your brother.
Yes, it's my younger brother.
Everyone that is in the den of kidnappers or anyone in captivity, connected, related, associated with you, I declare they are released now in Jesus' name.
Brother Udeme and also our brother here commanded the midnight prayer on Monday, the day of vengeance. Why God's servant asked us to pray in tongues for 10 minutes in that intense spiritual irrigation, a being walked out of both of them, literally in that encounter, lift and moving up just ran back to hell.
Somebody place your hand on yourself and say, every stranger in my life, return back to hell now in the name of Jesus.
Sahesh Tolu, Toluwa Yusuf is here with the mother. He has had this terrible seizure for over 8 months. And before they came on Tuesday, he had the last episode. You could see when he fell, he injured the eye. According to the mother, the cornea was affected. He could not see. That eye was totally blinded, sir. They came on Tuesday as the servant of the Lord made declarations. The eye popped open. The swelling is gone. And they are here to give God praise. We believe that that seizure is arrested.
And the cornea is sealed without cornea opacity.
Yes, sir.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. In the name of Jesus, every spirit behind epilepsy, seizure disorder, go from this life. In the name of Jesus, it is over in Jesus' name. Yes.
Brother Emmanuel's word also came through the commanding the day midnight prayer and now is delivered of masturbation.
Emmanuel, you are free forever. Lift your hands. Jesus, name be free.
Sir, this is Brother Moses. He came all the way from Uniben, University of Benin, for these testimonies. He said he's appreciating God for helping him to succeed as the next president of Nigerian Medical Students Association. He's not taking it for granted. And yes. And secondly, he said 3 weeks ago, he led about 15 medical students from Uniben to Ebonyi. On their way going, there was a terrible accident that the car was almost written off, but none of them was lost in that accident, and he has come to return all praise back to God.
This is incredible. That's the accident right there.
Yes, sir.
He's the president of the Nigerian Medical Students Association. Nigerian yes, medical students. All medical students in Nigeria are under his command. Mm. And I was Christian medical. He's all. Yeah, this is Nimsa. But I'm happy you are a Christian, right? Born again. You have done your foundation class
yes,
already.
I've done my foundation class.
Incredible.
Yes, sir.
So now you are to influence.
It's a dunamite.
It is more like the way you have NUG, Nigerian. What do you call it now? The one of the
students.
The student, SUJ, Student Union Government. All right, on NAMS, yeah. So this is the medical student equivalent of it. National. It's very impactful because he can influence, and so you'll incorporate. I'll talk with you, right? So that there are things you'll incorporate into what you do, so that you can practically disciple the medical schools in Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Father, lay your hands upon the young man. Cause your face to shine upon him. In the name that is above every name, Jesus, the resurrected Lord. Use him as an instrument to disciple the medical students in the whole of the campuses of Nigeria. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. So I'll see you shortly. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Not here. Lift your hands everywhere you are. We are going to go into dedications immediately. Please be patient and we shall be true shortly. But everywhere you are this moment, in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You saw the testimony, saw the miracles, saw the signs, saw the wonders. And you are saying, Pastor, I need Jesus in my life. I'd like you to pray the prayer with me. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. And say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anywhere you are, you pray the prayer you meant it. You want to give your life to Jesus or surrender your life to Jesus? Carry your Bibles and carry your bags. And come forward and let us pray for you.
I live for Jesus.
Just a moment. Anywhere you are, pick your Bibles. I'll give you the count of 20. Pastor, I need to surrender my life to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want addictions broken off my life. I want to rededicate myself to God. Quickly rush forward now. Again at the count of 21.
I live for
2.
Jesus, day after day.
3.
I live for Jesus.
mind of my mind. Go God's way the rest of my life. I made up my mind. Go God's way the rest of my life.
You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You have done this before, but you need to do it again. The stage is set for you to come. Again, pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly step forward here. Masturbation addiction can be broken. Alcoholism can be broken. Marijuana, tobacco smoking, prostitution, immoral addiction, and every form of addiction in your life can be broken. You can pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly come to the front here. Let's go again.
I'm staying longer with you.
Count of 10. 1.
My pleasures of sin.
2.
I'm staying longer with you. I've made up my
3.
Mind to go this way the rest of my life.
4.
I've made up my mind.
5.
Pray goodbye, word.
6. 7.
Goodbye,
eight.
I stay no longer.
9. And 10. Hallelujah. Those of you in the front here, place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I believe the hold of sin is broken off your life, and the grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.